If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey everybody, welcome to Beyond the Bell. I'm Andrew Zan. Of course, I'm joined with Rich Dambolian, as I'm each and every week. What's going on, Rich?
What's up?
What's going on, everybody?
What's going on?
You know, I don't like this way that we start the show.
Why?
I'm not a fan of it.
Because you need a better hook.
I need a way better hook.
Yeah.
And, you know, normally when we do our show, it's like a lot of behind the scenes.
Yes.
And I'm curious if the guys at Fightful want that. If you guys want that, then I would love to do that. Like, you guys see us setting up and we're like, yeah, going over our notes, what we're going to talk about, make a couple jokes, and then we start the show.
Yeah, we do a nice rolling.
I like a nice voyeuristic feel.
Yeah.
It's like you're in the room with us.
Well, also, the other show has the great gimmick of you saying owl things professionally.
Yeah, this one doesn't. I need a good hook for this one.
You need an actual bell.
No, you know who does that? Jeremy and Joel do that on
the really?
Show. They just ring bells constantly.
What are they? Were they getting tips at Hooters?
This show's all about professional wrestling and everything else happening in the world of, I guess, sports entertainment, pro wrestling.
Sure.
A little boxing. You heard about the Tyson fight? It's no longer an exhibition.
Oh.
It's a sanctioned fight at heavyweight.
That poor young man's going to get murdered.
You know what? I want to see Logan Paul just get demolished. I don't know if that's going to be the case.
Wrong one.
What?
It's not Logan Paul.
Oh, Jake Paul. Yeah. I want to see Jake Paul.
Get the wrong Paul.
I want to see Jake Paul get demolished.
I think he's going to get demolished, dude.
You think so?
I think Tyson is, I love Mike Tyson. I think he's an annihilator. I think this dude.
I'm going to eat you.
This dude at 58 looks unbelievable.
Yeah, but dude, I'm going to tell you.
He
there's
still
something
got that
about
power.
Young legs versus old legs. Old eggs.
Them old ass eggs. Get those old eggs out of here.
Tyson's an old egg.
Shit.
You know what I mean? Like, there's something to be said about a 27-year-old and a 51, 52-year-old.
57.
No. Is he?
Mm-hmm.
No.
57, 58, dude.
No.
He looks unbelievable. I think he still has the stopping
57,
power.
57, 58. He's going to be 50. I'm sorry. He's going to be 58 by the time the fight happens.
I think if he catches him with a tight upper, he's done.
No, I like that he goes berserk. He does his berserker barrage.
Yeah.
He's like Wolverine. You know, he's little. He does one of these. I'm looking forward. I've been down this Tyson rabbit hole and watching like his best knockouts.
Oh, same here.
This dude was terrifying.
The monster.
And that was part of the whole illusion of Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
You're going in that ring with like a lunatic.
Yeah.
A lot to talk about today on the show. We have a pay-per-view on Saturday, a nice early boy pay-per-view that we can't enjoy.
That's true, yeah.
It's my daughter's communion, so we're going to be... Do we do one of those?
What?
Do we bring one of those black and white TVs and whip out the antenna and go under the table and everybody's watching?
Sure.
Like it's 1982?
I would love to do that.
And the Bears are in the playoffs?
That'd be hysterical. You tell the venue to...
put it on?
Put it on.
Hey, do me a favor. Can you put on Peacock? We want to watch Backlash. I'm not going to get a chance to watch it live, but there's a lot going on in wrestling. So where do you want to begin, Rich?
Let's start right at the top over here. As we all saw on Wednesday night, Tony Khan got murdered by the Young Bucks and Jack Perry. RIP Tony Khan. This guy showed up the next day selling the neck injury at the NFL draft with a brace on.
I had to explain to a lot of people what was going on.
Genius.
I had a lot of explaining to them.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
What happened? How did you explain this?
I'm like, oh, he took a Meltzer driver and broke his neck.
They're like, what's this?
Literally, that's all I said.
One guy holds him like this, and the other guy does a flippy.
I had to explain what like a pile driver is. They're like, oh, like in this.
Okay.
One person goes, I've done that before. I'm like, no, but not the same one. This is a real conversation I had. I'm not even making up a radio combo here. Mm-hmm. No, I watched it with a couple people to drop. But I did have to explain to people, like, what happened to Tony? Like, why? Yeah. They knew it's like wrestling related.
Right.
And they wanted to know why he has this thing on. I was like, he took a spot and
right.
He's selling it. Yeah.
But hey, listen, genius. I think it's hysterical that this guy did all the press with the neck brace.
You know what the problem is though? He's doing the Andy Kaufman thing, right? And he's doing the Vince thing.
Sure. Why not?
Neck brace is always over.
Yeah.
It got him on ESPN ESPN was talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, ESPN largely ignored it until Pat McAfee pointed it out during his live coverage.
Mm-hmm.
And he called it a Meltzer driver, which was hysterical. I did not have Meltzer driver being called during the NFL draft on my bingo card. But
so good.
NFL Network had him on. This is where it got interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, and Tony got Rich Eisen to basically do a live read for Dynamite, which was hysterical.
Fantastic.
He did... I got to tell you, he did a good job. Mm-hmm. He agreed to donate the neck brace to Eisen's charity, which is great. So while he was mm-hmm. doing the interview, he spoke about it. He tried explaining the difference between WWE and AEW. This was during an NFL Network interview.
Good Lord.
And he says, AEW is like the Pepsi of pro wrestling, and WWE is like the Harvey Weinstein of professional wrestling, which... enraged many.
The two hosts.
Popped many.
The two hosts quickly tried to cover that.
Yeah, they didn't
want
to. They didn't want to those.
They were like, whoa.
They got very like old-timey vaudeville.
They did. They were like, whoa. I think that the follow-up was like, whoa. So who you drafted? And he's like,
yeah.
A lot of sound effects.
Yeah, a lot of, they went into Three Stooges mode immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, I saw the conversations, you know, and depending on what your point of view is and depending on what your life experiences are, you're going to have a very different opinion of this.
Right.
I've heard far more heinous things coming from pro wrestling promoters. I'm this was a publicity stunt more than anything else.
Sure.
And I think it did its job.
Yeah.
I don't know what that job was supposed to be. And what the end result is.
Right.
But it did it. I mean, it I knew
something.
What the job was.
It did something.
It did something. I don't know if this is like you're going to have a 10% increase on TV the next week because people want to see what the hell this was.
You never know.
Tremendous never know. Intrigue into it. I'll tell you that. There's a lot of intrigue into it and what happened here.
I feel like if he can get that diehard sports fan to turn it on, then he's probably done his job.
Yeah, I guess I'm very curious on the impact of this. You know, again, they are battling a severe optics battle, AEW, and it is not positive right now. Even though they're making a lot of the right decisions and they're taking a lot of the right steps here, I just feel like they're a little stuck in the mud, and I don't necessarily think it's as much to do with their TV week after week,
mm-hmm.
and it has more to do with marketing and momentum drop.
Okay.
And listen, I didn't love Dynamite this week. I'll tell you that.
No, really,
I did not love Dynamite.
Did you like the ending of Dynamite where Tony Khan got murdered?
I liked the ending of Dynamite where he got moited. What murder?
He's a great guy.
I don't know. We'll see. I'm very curious how this is. I mean, this was obviously a dig at Vince and a dig at WWE and everything else that's happening there and the long history of, you know, problems there.
Do you think TK has any relationship with anyone in WWE?
Yeah, I think there's people that he talks
like
to.
Paul Heyman style.
I don't know if he's talking to Paul, but I would be shocked if he didn't have a relationship with certain people there.
No, in the regards of like how Paul used to have a secret relationship with Vince.
I don't know. I don't know because I have to tell you, the us versus them thing within WWE is very hot right now. I would say, you know, 10 months ago or 12 months ago, that probably was far more of a reality.
Okay.
A year and a half ago, for sure. Prior to Cody leaving, absolutely.
Yeah.
The people within WWE were very negative on that company.
Yeah.
Even to me, you know, I would hear stuff all the time.
Yeah.
Like, I rarely report anything that happened, like backstage combos.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, great name for a podcast.
Yeah, backstage combos.
Lisa Ann could host that show.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, that drops every Thursday, every Tuesday. Isn't that a great name for a show?
Great name for a show.
I wish someone would do it. I would hear some of them, and I could never tell if it was, like, propaganda, if it was reality, or if it was just an in-between.
Okay.
Like, it got hard for me to confirm, and then I felt like maybe I got burnt a couple times with stories, so I'm like, I'm not going to talk about this.
Sure.
It's not what I do.
Yeah.
I like to do the corporate level stuff. I'm not going to do the backstage gossip on what Baron Corbin feels about Tony firing people.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But right now, I do think that tribalism within the WWE side is heavy. They are very gung-ho on getting this to go and being a WWE person.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Punk leaving and Cody leaving were two major factors.
Yes.
You know, we talk about the grass is not always greener on the other side, especially when it comes to WWE, when AEW talent leaves.
Yeah.
That's now happening on the AEW side, where that's how talent in WWE is feeling.
Right. Because, you know, like we've talked about this in the last few months, you had not only CM Punk and Cody, you had Jade and Andrade coming back.
Jade, I think, it was going to happen. I mean, I she was too much of a main TV act as far as presentation goes to not be not. I mean, I was asked specifically by people there about Jade.
Right.
Same with Max.
Mm-hmm.
Max, Jade. I mean, even like a couple months ago, Max, Jade, Ricky.
I think he's next.
Oh, I mean, he's
all the Cody guys.
Yeah, that's just how it happens. So, yeah. I don't know. I think this is interesting, the Tony Khan stuff. We'll talk about Dynamite and what's coming up for tomorrow because it's the return of Kenny Omega. I don't know how healthy he is. I have no update on his return to ring. But, you know, if he becomes Tony Khan's, I guess, corporate guy.
Right.
You know, I don't know if general manager is the right title, but maybe that'll bring some intrigue here.
Sure. It's gonna play out interestingly, I think. This stuff, yeah.
Yeah. What else do we have?
AEW hires Jeremy Flynn as the new director of live events. Flynn previously served as senior director of marketing and live events for professional bull riders.
Yeah, he apparently comes very highly recommended from PBR. I thought this hire was done a while ago because I had heard this. So I guess that now it's official.
Very interesting.
Yeah. New director of live events. You know, and this is what you need. You need someone that is in the promotion business, is in the marketing business for big events. You know, PBR is not a small time thing.
No.
And like it comes here to New York.
Yeah.
Right? They've done the garden. And they packed that place out.
It's wild, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like, you know, like bull riding is nuts, number one. Number two, it's bigger than we think. It's one of those things, like, remember when we were kids and we saw, like, NASCAR on TV for the first time? And we're like, what is this?
No, Monster Jam, dude.
And that shit is the most popular thing I've been playing.
Monster Jam.
Yeah. Have you ever gone to a bull riding show?
I want to say, yeah, years and years ago at the Nassau Coliseum.
Okay.
Yeah, and yeah. I went to Monster Jam, too, over there.
Oh, yeah?
Whatever that version of Monster Jam was. Monster Jam. Gravedigger.
I still love Gravedigger.
Who didn't love Gravedigger?
Nobody. That was, like, Bigfoot's, like, competition, right?
Bigfoot's competition yeah, with Gravedigger.
Bigfoot, like, are we aged out of that, like, that was our youth, right? Like, monster trucks.
Monster trucks, yeah. Sunday. Yeah, that was the thing.
Great.
Nobody does that anymore.
Bigfoot.
Did awesome. You ever go to Roller Derby?
No, I didn't.
Remember, it made a comeback.
For like a little bit. Yeah.
It made a little comeback.
Drew McIntyre signed a new contract, and it was announced by The Rock.
Yeah, because he's the owner now.
On social media.
He owns a company.
He showed Drew receiving a sword that he sent to him. Sounds like The Rock. Is The Rock getting involved with contracts now?
I think they're pushing it. But listen, I couldn't. Prior to this run,
yeah.
If Drew wasn't involved in that Punk stuff, I would say maybe there was a chance that he was leaving.
Okay.
But this dude is hot.
It's a good burn. It's a good slow burn.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's going to, and they could space it out. You know, there's so much story to tell here, you know, cause they're going to Scotland.
Mm-hmm.
Punk is coming back soon. You have it all set up. I mean, and then you have Seth obviously afterwards, and then whatever else you're going to do with Punk.
Yeah.
Until he, you know, eats a muffin and all of his superpowers come by. He's like Popeye with the muffins, but it sends him into a rage.
It's berserk. I don't think he's going to go berserk.
I don't think so.
He seems like he's so happy.
Yeah, he's getting paid a lot of money, and he's around professionals, as he put it.
Mm-hmm. Monday Night Raw last night, Logan Paul showed up with Patrick Mahomes. I thought that was a cool spot. That
he was
did.
A heel.
Yeah, I thought it was a cool spot where he took the Super Bowl rings to try to punch Jey Uso.
Yeah.
He ended up hitting JD McDonagh. That was awesome.
McDonagh was selling it. Yeah. Too, the rest of the show.
Do you want to go into Raw?
Yeah, let's go into it quickly.
Okay. Gunther defeated Xavier Woods. Jey Uso was interviewed by Kathy Kelly about being the first person drafted to Raw.
Yeah, we'll talk about this draft, too.
In the background, you see Liv Morgan and Dominic Mysterio walking out of a room together.
See? Good job.
Very good job. Logan Paul taunts the audience and says Jey Uso can't beat Damian Priest. Uso comes out, Judgment Day attacks. Braun Strowman is back.
He's back.
He made the save.
Is he going to put together his group of dummies again?
I'm looking for a team of dummies. That was a joke from like 2 years ago, by the way, guys.
Yeah, wrong show. We did the joke on wrong show. Nobody knows it on this one.
Nobody knows it on this one. But the premise is there. It's built in. Braun Strowman was looking for a team of guys who are dumb to make a faction. That was it, right?
Yeah, that was pretty much it. And they just all run around the ring.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, yeah, that's what he was teaming with Matt Riddle.
Teaming with Matt Riddle. That was the one. Braun Strowman, 6'8".
You know, I
good for him.
Hey, good for him. Yeah. But he does nothing for me.
Me neither. At one point, you know, when he was the tag champs with the kid, that was funny.
That was
great. Yeah, it was like out of this world.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sami Zayn defeated Bronson Reed by DQ. I thought this was fun. Drew McIntyre cuts a promo on Punk.
Yeah.
Punk got drafted before him. Punk is in the skybox, but then Drew goes looking for him. Drew ends up in the skybox, and Punk ends up in the ring. Good little back and forth. That's a nice slow burn between these guys.
And they have great chemistry.
Surprisingly, I didn't think they would, but they
have
great
either.
Chemistry.
Yeah, I didn't either.
Very good chemistry. Candice LeRae defeated Maxine Dupri. Liv Morgan defeated Nia Jax. Liv Morgan gets the title shot against Becky Lynch. I think it's time for
I think you got to take that title off of Becky and give it to Liv.
Yeah. World Tag Team Championship. Awesome Truth defeated the Alpha Academy. What about those guys?
Tozawa and Otis?
No, I love Miz and Truth. Awesome Truth.
Oh, yeah, me too.
The best. Who'd have thought? Who'd have thought?
Who'd have thought that it would work like this?
Who'd have thought that it would work? And the fact that they brought it back years later and it's like the best? Hysterical. Jey Uso, Andrade, and Ricochet defeated the Judgment Day, Damian Priest, JD McDonagh, and Finn Balor. Fun main event. Again.
Let's look at the drafts.
Yeah. How do you feel about the draft? I know we talked about it briefly on Friday.
I feel like this was a very pointless draft. And they really, like, listen, if you don't watch this, Bob, okay?
Okay.
Bob goes, I don't understand this.
Uh-huh.
He's like, I know, like, certain names in wrestling, right? He goes, why isn't this one being called first?
Right.
And I'm like, yeah, I know. Like, you want the best, right? That's right. What you want, but not in wrestling.
It goes in reverse order almost.
In reverse, yeah. It goes in this weird, like, haha, you thought I was going to draw him number one, but I'm not.
Right, right.
Raw round one, Raw gets Imperium, which is Gunther and Kaiser. SmackDown gets Jade, which they already had. Raw already had Gunther and and Kaiser. Damage control to Raw. Io Sky, Dakota Kai, Kairi Sane, and Asuka. I think this may be the setup, Sky and Becky.
Okay.
Kevin Owens stays on SmackDown.
So everybody stays where they are.
So, like, round one, right? Yeah. Round one. Raw gets the first pick. You're picking Gunther and Ludwig.
Right.
Over CM Punk.
Right. And round two, Raw gets CM Punk.
But, like, and SmackDown doesn't go with CM Punk.
It's a weird, like, again, this is why I know it's fakey-fakey.
It is, no, it's, I know.
You know, like, it is what it is.
But, like, there's common sense fakey-fakey, too.
Right. And I always feel like this is going to be forgotten about in 3 weeks, and Kevin Owens is going to somehow be on Raw for some reason.
Yeah.
To fill in for somebody, you know?
Someone's going to get hurt. Something's going to happen. They're going to need a body.
Oh, sweepy time. Sweepy boy. Little sweepy boy today. Bed.
Oh my god. Round two, CM Punk. SmackDown gets the Pride. Bobby Lashley, Angela Dawkins, Montez Ford, B-Fab. Braun Strowman, Raw. Tiffany Stratton on SmackDown.
Yeah.
Round three, the LWO get Raw, which is Rey Mysterio, Cruz Del Toro, Joaquin Phoenix. Mm-hmm. I was going to say wrong guy. River Phoenix.
River
the Cuomo. Viper Room.
Uh-huh.
Zelina Vega, Dragon Lee, Carlito.
Great.
And SmackDown gets Legado del Fantasma, the whole crew. Santos Escobar, Humberto, Angel Garza, and Elektra. Drew McIntyre, Raw. Mm-hmm. So you tell me all these people before.
Yeah.
You're picking Braun Strowman over Drew McIntyre.
Yeah. Right? You know what? Like, yeah.
Because if I'm looking here, if I, like, turn this on, right? And if I'm let's say I'm a football fan.
Yeah.
Like, let's use that logic.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a sports guy.
Right.
I'm a casual fly-by-night wrestling fan.
Okay.
What you have told me is that all these people come before Drew McIntyre.
Right. Yeah.
Or is your argument that, like, oh, no, you know, these are strategic moves. It's just like in football, we're looking for key positions to be filled.
Sure, but they didn't explain that.
They don't explain that. Right. I think if they did that, that would make sense. Like, listen, absolutely. There's certain reasons why certain people get drafted before.
Yeah.
We're looking to, it's a committee that brings people in, and that committee decides, hey, you know what? Our women's division could really use Tiffany.
Right.
Or it could use damage control, because I'm willing to bet they're going to draft so-and-so. Like, if you tell us the strategy,
yes,
I'm more inclined to believe it.
Right, absolutely. What do we got? Round four. Judgment Day stays where they are.
Yeah.
SmackDown gets Naomi. Raw gets Ilya Dragunov, which I thought was cool.
That's cool.
I like the way they set up so it seemed like the NXT folks were surprised. Happening live.
Yeah. I think they were, yeah. I think they actually, it was.
I also do wish that since Shawn Michaels was giving them the hats, that for every pick from NXT, he would say, I'm sorry, I love you, and super kick him.
I'm sorry, that's how you get sent off.
I'm sorry, I love you, Sweet Chin Music.
Ooh, imagine if Shawn Michaels starts a cult down there.
I would love that.
It's like a little David Koresh in NXT.
Called I'm sorry, I love you.
I'm sorry, I love you.
Don't derail us with Shawn Michaels talk. I could talk about Shawn Michaels all day.
Me too.
And SmackDown gets...
He's such a sexy boy.
SmackDown gets Chelsea Green and Piper Niven.
All right. Supplemental draft. Did we do this? No. Picks announced on social media. Raw got Dijak, the Creed Brothers, Ivy Nile, New Catch Republic, Caden Carter, Katana Chance, Natty, and Odyssey Jones. SmackDown got Giovanni Vinci, which he is no longer an Imperium. Giovanni Vinci. Why was he a German?
He wasn't.
No. He was a fascist. That's what he was.
Yeah. I think so, because they had another.
Oh, that makes sense then.
Right. They had another guy that they got rid of who was a French guy.
Who was the French guy?
I forgot his name. Sorry, dude.
1940s fascism.
Yeah.
Tegan Knox and Apollo Crews. Other notes from the draft, NXT talent were kept in the dark.
There we go.
Here we go. And on who is being drafted, and they got a natural reaction. Notable names not eligible for the draft were Roman, Charlotte, and Jimmy Uso were not in the draft.
Wow.
So you tell me nobody picked Charlotte Flair.
Right.
I mean,
is she still hurt?
She looks like a million effing bucks on social media. Yeah. I mean, she's really, it's unbelievable how fast they're able to recover.
Oh, yeah. They probably got the best medical staff on the planet working on them.
Yo, you want to see our backstage converse? Sure. Backstage conversations?
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah.
We got Backlash coming up this Saturday, May 4th, from Lyon in France.
It was Alexander Wolf.
Alexander Wolf.
He was German.
He was German. Okay.
Yeah. They need a French guy.
They need a French guy.
Yeah. Can they please do that?
Speaking of French guys, Backlash in France this week. 12:30 p.m. EST. Man.
We're missing it.
Cancel it.
I'm going to cancel the christening.
Cancel your daughter's.
The communion. I'm canceling the communion.
Cancel your daughter's birthday party. Not birthday party.
Christening. Birthday party. We don't even know.
Hey, listen. That's more on you. That's your kid.
Yeah, I love it. Listen, I think it's great when you have an afternoon show. And we're getting so many of these now because all of these are in Europe now. You know? They've moved these regular PLEs out.
Very good. Let's see. Do you want to go through the card real quick?
Yeah, let's do it.
WWE Women's Tag Team Championship. Kabuki Warriors versus Bianca Belair and Jade Cargill. That's going to rock. Bloodline. Tama Tonga and Solo Sikoa versus Kevin Owens and Randy Orton. Going to be another good match.
Yeah.
WWE Women's Championship, Bayley versus Tiffany Stratton versus Naomi.
I want to go backwards. I want to see what Solo, Tama Tonga does.
Oh, yeah.
I want to see if he does any changes to his style. I'm amazed by this guy, and I'm amazed by his story.
What a
because
debut. Yeah.
I guess waiting is worth it.
Yeah, sure.
Really, like, a lot of people thought when he had an opportunity and there was a lot of interest in him, he should have gone over, and whenever that was, 2016, 17, whatever. This guy stayed loyal to New Japan.
Yep.
Changed his entire thing, you know? He had many different versions of him.
Yeah.
And it was time.
Yep.
And he left at the... I mean, what... Nobody could have looked at the cards and said, oh, we need, you know, Tama Tonga would be injected in this bloodline feud.
We need
and
all the Samoans. And Samoan-related people.
Samoan-related people. You know, I think it's amazing. And there's so many. I think these guys have like a 20-year story with all the Samoans and the Tongans
in
wrestling.
Yeah, absolutely.
And there's even more that are coming up. So, you know, like a Jacob Fatu.
Oh, my God. Do you think he's going to be the third piece?
I think he's incredible.
Yeah.
I don't know if he is, but, you could do a major Civil War story here. Major.
Yeah,
Sami Zayn could come back.
Oh, forget it. That would be awesome too.
He'll be like Spider-Man in the Avengers.
I would love to see that. But you know what a debut for Tama Tonga. Plus, like it was almost like a no-brainer, right? Like all his boys are there.
Yeah,
you know, like Finn, Gallows and Anderson.
Yeah,
AJ.
And now listen, right? he's gonna be TV famous.
Yeah,
I hope. I hope. Yeah, I hope. Yeah, I want to see nothing but success. But very cool. Tama Tonga, Solo Sikoa, Kevin Owens, Randy Orton. Where were you? Women's championship, right?
Bayley versus Tiffany Stratton versus Naomi. For some reason, I feel like they're going to put that belt on Tiffany Stratton.
I think it's more of a display for her.
Yeah.
I think they're going to protect her and they're going to display her because they really want to. She had a great showing at that Elimination Chamber.
Oh, yeah.
You know, she was getting a lot of crap prior to that on a couple moments in the ring. Mm-hmm. Listen, nerves are a thing. You could be really good. You could be great. And once the nerves get you, you're kind of, you know, freezing up.
Mm-hmm.
He passed up on the 2016 offer. There you go.
There we go. Okay.
That's what it was. It was 2016.
Cool. Damian Priest versus Jey Uso. World Heavyweight Championship.
All right, cool. Let's see what Damian could do.
Yeah. This is his first title defense, right?
First title defense. Another big moment for him. Last year at Backlash, he was in Puerto Rico. One of the greatest shows I've ever seen.
Oh, yeah.
We need more shows in Puerto Rico.
Hot crowd. Undisputed WWE Universal Championship, Cody Rhodes versus AJ Styles. Great.
Okay. People don't care about this. I don't know why.
Yeah.
I'm very into this. There is a story there.
Mm-hmm.
Another former Bullet Club guys. It's unbelievable, actually, how many of those guys are still at the top of their game. I'm into this match.
Yeah,
I
want to
see what they could do. It's a very different style. Cody's a very different wrestler than AJ, and AJ is one of the greatest. So I want to see what they could do. I was curious on, like, just like what social media thinks of this, and they're like, "Eh, meh."
You know, it's interesting. Like, I'm pretty excited to see that match. I feel
Me
like
too.
That's a great main event. You know, when was the last time you saw Cody versus AJ?
I don't know, but I want to see it.
Has it ever happened?
I'm not sure. MG, has that happened?
MG, has this happened before?
You should come on the air when you talk, so we don't seem like psychopaths calling ourselves. See, like this.
He did it.
But he didn't click to go on air.
Guys, I think that's it for the...
That's it for the news. Let's do a Q&A, boys and girls. Submit your questions in the chat. We will do our best to answer them. Rich has a hard out today at 11:30.
I got to be out. I got to be outski.
Yeah, you have to be outski.
But that's when the show is supposed to end anyway, right?
It is when it's supposed to end.
They only give us an hour.
They only give us an hour. They tell us, you got if you go over, you got to pay us.
Yeah.
Every minute we go over, we got to pay Fightful.
Uh-oh. Guys, submit your questions in the chat. If you super chat us, your question will be bumped up to the top of the card.
Yeah.
Or not. But let's get it going.
It's a time buy after 11:30. See, Fightful confirmed it.
There we go. Yeah.
It's like the old days of TV.
That's from Hassan. Don Callis seems to be looking to recruit people for his family. Who do you think he will get?
Dude, he could do a lot. I do think Ospreay should be out of there, right? 100%, I think Ospreay should be out of there, which he probably will. But who would work well with Don Callis? I think he needs to get a lot of international talent. I like that.
Yeah? Okay. I who's a good piece of shit bad guy? In that on that roster? Because I feel like he needs a piece of shit bad guy.
Everybody's a cool bad guy.
That is true.
You know? Christian. Yeah. Christian's one of those.
Christian's a good piece of shit. Yeah. But, you know, is he too big for the Don Callis family?
He is Canadian.
Right.
There is a Canadian connection.
Ricky
Starks, why can't he be in there? Trent, why can't he be in there?
Oh, you know who I'd like to see in there?
Well,
Lance Archer.
Lance Archer.
I think Lance Archer would be a good addition.
Lance was scouting Trent over the weekend.
Okay.
So that would be nice. I think that Don Callis stuff is working. I would like to see more of Takeshita.
Yes.
He's fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
He's such a big kid, too. Mm-hmm. My God, he's gigantic.
Mm-hmm.
Him and Okada?
Forget it. He's got a long future, that guy.
Yeah.
This is from Paul Anthony Moss. Oops. End of Dynamite was NWO-ish by the Elite. Who do you think should be the eventual faces to oppose them and make the storyline compelling?
The compelling part is the difficult part, right?
Like, right.
I think the common sense stuff would be obviously Hangman, FTR,
mm-hmm.
Omega.
Yeah.
I mean, those would be it.
Right.
That's the organic story here. So, I mean, Kenny, I guess it would be, you could add one more. No, I mean, that would be it, right?
That would be it, yeah.
And I guess the feud will eventually be Okada and Omega again, mm-hmm. and Hangman versus Jungle Boy.
Mm-hmm. I'm fine with that.
Yeah, I mean, it's fine. It's okay.
But you want more.
I want more.
What would do it for you at this point? Like
Kenny needs to wrestle. Like, Kenny coming back.
Okay.
That would add a whole different level. I mm-hmm. don't think, you know, maybe that's the match. It's Okada and Omega for that Continental title at All In.
I'd be okay with it.
Right? If you do that and then you do Ospreay and I guess, what do you think of this?
Okay.
Nigel and
Danielson.
And Danielson.
Yeah.
Okada Omega.
Uh-huh.
Ospreay and Swerve.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah. I think the other day we mentioned Okada's got the Continental belt, right?
Yeah.
And Ospreay looks like he might be getting the International belt.
Ospreay.
It's gonna be him and Roddy, right?
Yeah, okay.
So
you merge them?
Merge them. Okada,
they
Ospreay
just created
at Wembley.
That crazy belt.
That's true.
They just created it. You know, I don't know.
But
and MJF is, I think MJF is getting surgery or he got surgery. I don't know if that's, was that reported? Or did I just hallucinate this?
I think you just hallucinated it. What would just as far as the Elite goes, what would make it an A-plus storyline for you? Jungle Boy, Okada, and the Bucks. Going forward, what would you do?
I think you're going to have to create captivating story behind it, and I don't know how they can. Rather than great matches. You know, I think this is part of the story. This was a very old school ending.
Yeah. What should it lead to? Better question.
I got the sweetest boy just texted me.
Oh, yeah?
The sweetest of the sweet with something.
Who's that?
Can't say on the air. Can't say on the air.
Give me that laptop.
Can't say on the air.
Tell me after.
I'll tell you after.
Guys playing secrets.
Secret secrets. I don't know. I think they're going to have to create a big story here.
Yeah.
Whether Tony's involved or not, I don't know if that's a good thing. I want his dad involved.
Oh, Shad?
Yeah.
Forget
I think
it.
I think Shad needs to start coming to the ring with Kenny Omega.
That would be amazing.
Yeah.
I would love that. Listen, say what you want about Tony Khan. That guy did not need to take a Meltzer driver.
A Tony Khan driver. His own move now. His own move.
Really nuts.
Yeah, I the next couple months, they're pretty okay, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Because Double or Nothing is going to be a good show. It's in Vegas. And then Forbidden Door is like a kind of non-canon show.
Okay.
So you don't have to rush anything for that. That's just dream matches.
Oh, yeah.
I would hope to see MJF there because
mm-hmm.
it's in Long Island.
Yeah.
And, you know, you could do something. Oh, my God, it is a Forbidden Door. And he comes and challenges somebody and they do something.
Yeah.
You know, my argument has always been, how are you presenting your big stars on that TV show?
Yeah.
Do they feel larger than life?
That's an interesting question.
You know, the biggest stars in that company, do they feel larger than life?
I do feel like we're too close to it as fans and whatever this is.
Yeah. I agree with you. I'm very close to that AEW product. Yeah. I root for that product. And the same goes for WWE. I root for the talent. But... Yeah. Obviously, on TV, when you see The Rock on WWE TV, that is a larger-than-life character.
Oh, yeah.
Brock Lesnar, larger-than-life. You know, Triple H, Bill Goldberg, all these people that they have presented as a top-tier person.
Yeah, yeah.
It's always been larger-than-life. While, you know, WCW didn't really do that historically.
I guess
and
Goldberg?
I think, yeah, but that was later on. Like, later on, they got it with the Hogan and the Goldberg. But, like, historically, if we're comparing this, like, I feel like watching... Every time I watch Collision, I feel like I'm watching early 96 WCW.
Okay.
Okay? Not in a bad way.
Right,
I'm not saying in a bad way. I like, I was watching Claudio. Who did Claudio face? Claudio and, no, not this week. Last week. It wasn't Swerve last week. This week was Swerve.
Yeah.
But even Swerve, let's bring that up, right?
Mm-hmm.
Even that. That's a really unique match to put on TV.
Oh, yeah.
Right? That is your world champion in a really good, nice TV match.
Mm-hmm.
Does it feel larger than life?
It's tough.
And I know. It's tough. And you know what the problem with doing that is, right?
Yeah.
Right? When it's not organic, and WWE's one of the only ones that was able to do this to this level consistently, you end up getting hokey gimmicks.
Right.
And you don't want that because your core audience wants to see really good wrestling.
Yes.
So... They're in a conundrum.
Here's a question for you. Do you feel like Adam Copeland in AEW has lost his luster because of whatever the presentation is?
Yeah, a little bit, because he doesn't... He's made it.
It's the same intro. It's the same song.
Same song, same intro.
Right? It's just...
Different presentation.
Slightly different presentation, right? It's interesting how your mind kind of plays tricks on you like that.
Yeah. But it also exposes people.
It does. Yeah. I'm trying to think, like, who... I do consider most of both rosters larger than life, but I think to the point where you're like, look at how WWE presents so-and-so, you kind of get sucked up by it.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I mean, I don't know. There's a lot... Last week we were talking about this on how, you know, maybe Copeland should be in a main title picture.
Yeah.
You know? Maybe Danielson should be in a title picture. Does that create enough intrigue with your non-every single, your P1 audience, your non-committed audience?
Okay.
Right? Like Rob Van Dam. He is a good example.
Good. When you know what? Great example.
Right?
Yeah.
You bring Rob Van Dam on TV on 420. You bring Rob Van Dam on Dynamite.
Uh-huh.
How many people tune in for Rob? I don't know, but some do, right? You're saying, oh man, Rob Van Dam is on. I'm going to turn it on.
As a 420 guy.
I'm a 420 guy like him. I'm going to turn it on. Those little things may go far.
Yeah.
I don't know what the extent is with like a Rob Van Dam, but if you present Edge in a major, like this is my last hurrah, like you did with Sting. You know what?
Oh,
Sting,
yeah.
Larger Than Life.
For
they
sure.
had him, right? They had him, Larger Than Life. And it worked.
Great way to wrap up his career.
What a great way to wrap it up. And it made you money. It wasn't just a good send-off. It was a send-off that sold out a giant building for them.
Oh, yeah.
When they are struggling with tickets. The buys on that pay-per-view were great. Exceeded what people thought. You know, it did everything it was supposed to. That was a home run. That wasn't a ground ball. It could have been a ground ball, and that would have been fine for them. It was an easy night for them, but they knocked it out of the park.
Oh, yeah.
What else do we have?
It's very interesting. We got one from Michael San Gregorio. Hope I said that right. Going off your idea, what do you think of making Ospreay the new belt collector and having him merge the Continental, International, and World titles at All In London? Just give him all the belts at once?
So if he merges the Continental and the International, does it become the Intercontinental?
Intercontinental.
Intercontinental. Just keep the inter from it. I think he could do that.
The Continental belt.
But does it... I think the Continental... Continental.
You get that Continental belt.
Yo, did you see he won the Continental? It's a new belt that Tony came up with.
Intercontinental. That's the new one, right?
Yeah, that's the new one.
Because you can't call it the Intercontinental belt.
Why? New Japan has one.
Do they?
Yeah.
Oh.
They had an Intercontinental for years.
Oh, that's right.
They still do.
Yeah. They retired that belt, though, right? No, they merged it. That's right, because Ibushi had the belt. Just put all the belts on Ospreay at once and have him have, like, one big-ass belt? Sure.
I don't know. I think you could merge it. I think the world title needs to be separate, but you could do something with Ospreay with that.
Yeah.
But I think Ospreay, I mean, does Ospreay need that moment in Wembley?
I think he needs a big moment.
Or is that the internet creating it?
I think he needs a big moment in Wembley.
Yeah.
We said that last year, too.
Yeah.
You know?
He had a great match.
But do you think they hand him the belt? That's the thing that people are saying. Like, you know, Swerve's only going to have this belt until Wembley.
That's the only problem I have. But again, how many months away are we from Wembley?
A few months.
Six months?
August. 3 months.
Oh, my God. May, June, July, August. Holy moly. September. 4 months. Okay.
All right. 4 months. But
is that long enough, you know, to satisfy people?
I do. As a fan, I think Okada, Ospreay, each having a belt and then the possible unification of the belt would rock. Right? Okada takes the pin. It doesn't hurt anybody. Ospreay gets the big one in London. Swerve still has his belt. So nobody gets diminished by that.
Yeah. They got to play it, you know, careful.
Intercontinental.
Submit your questions, guys, if you have any more.
This is from Tracy Lawrence. WWE has a 50-year head start. When AEW started, I felt like it was going to be old school 1987 NWA, not WCW. Four Horsemen breaking Dusty's arm and leg.
Yeah, WWE has a 50-year start, and they always will, and they'll always be dominant. They'll always be number one. It has to be a travesty to happen, which, you know what? They have had so many travesties in the last couple of years, and guess what? It hasn't affected them at all. They're only doing better. So even a travesty can't affect that business at this point.
Machine.
They're going to be a machine, and they're getting bigger and bigger, and they have even more, you know, arms invested in that company, and it's mainstream. Now, I don't think AEW would be successful being 1987 wrestling. I love that shit. I sit down and I watch Mid-South constantly from the 80s. It's not sustainable.
Yeah.
That's not sustainable. You need to be a hybrid product now. You can't just be a wrestling show.
Yeah.
I guess you can.
Well, I think...
You know, you can if you get one guy that is so freaking hot... That changes the dynamic of your entire company. Yeah, it's possible, but you know, I've learned that the things I want to watch is not what most people want to watch.
Same here.
You know, and you got to constantly recycle that audience. I'm old. I'm 40.
You're not 40 yet.
I'll be 40 in 2 weeks. I don't have the same viewership habits as an 18-year-old, but I do as a 14-year-old teen girl. Love me some CW.
Are you going to start melting down the closer you are to your birthday?
Oh, it's happening. You've seen these meltdowns.
I know. It's the best. I love it.
Yeah. 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 I melt. I totally melt down as a human being for weeks.
I love it. And then it goes away. It's like the coming of the tide. You could see it coming, but then like it eventually evens out.
Yeah.
So I think with regard to AEW, I think it's the fans' emphasis on it. The fans want something more, but I don't think they have an answer to what they want. You know what I mean? I feel like a lot of fandom is turning on AEW.
Well, their ticket sales are evident on that's the first sign.
Yeah.
Like that's the most important sign. When you look at your ticket sales and you're only putting in 4,000 people in a building, and last year you were there and you put 7, I don't think that's necessarily a good sign. But a lot of that is also, you know, you could put it on their marketing. They were very organic. And you know, part of this problem is they opened up very organically hot, way hotter than people thought they would be.
Yeah.
When they were drawing those numbers, nobody was predicting 1 million viewers. Nobody was predicting 900,000.
Right.
The overall average people were talking about was like 5, 6, 7. Wow, that's big. Mm-hmm. That's really big if we could do that. And, you know, they opened up hot. It was a lot of demand. People were traveling for shows, and people aren't traveling for shows anymore. And it was right after the pandemic. They had a really good run with just booking great matches.
Yes. They still do.
And they still do. They're still booking great matches, and they're doing everything. You know, it's still fantastic. I love it every week, but... Right. You know, it's just not as hot as it was.
Fightful Wrestling says, make it the Nash and Tental. I can't talk anymore.
Nash and Tental title.
Nash and Tental title and just put Kevin Nash on it.
You know what? That'd be great. Give him all the titles.
So Boom says, Outer Continental title. I like that.
Well, it's like the Universal titles out of this planet.
Yeah.
What a stupid name, that Universal Championship.
Universal Championship.
It irritated me for years.
Galactic Championship.
The Galactic Championship.
Caden Lee says Ospreay versus Pac feels like the move for Wembley.
I think that's a great match.
That's a great match, yeah.
But I feel like you could have that anytime.
Yeah.
You know, if this is like a making of a new king.
British people need two British guys to root for.
Always. In one match. Only two. Just only two, though. You can't have more.
Henry Bear's predictions for Swerve's opponent for Double or Nothing.
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know. Is Joe out of it? Could you do another match with Joe? What's in the rankings? I think they're announcing who it's going to be tomorrow.
Oh, this is a good one. I like this.
Yeah.
This is from Desmond. If
Desmond Tutu.
If AEW would have brought in a group of real life jerks led by Ryback,
oh my God,
the whole Tony Bucks angle would have worked. No one believes Tony versus the Cucks and Jack Ferry. Like a real life jerks like Ryback.
Get Ryback. That's get Russo. Get Cornette, right? That'll be the faction. All the detractors. The AEW detractors. I don't know, man. No one believes it. It's too early. Like, how can we say nobody believes it? It's so early. It just happened.
Mm-hmm.
And Jungle Boy is pretty over.
Yeah.
People want to see what's next with him.
That's what I love about professional wrestling, too. It's like that guy was like, hey, can I come back to the company? And they shook hands. And then the attack afterwards is I'm still employed.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, I did not need to sign any paperwork.
Yeah, yeah. Right in the gut. A punch in the gut. Oh, yeah. Put Bischoff in there, too.
Yeah.
In that faction.
This is from JM Melagrito. How do you start Gunther versus Ilya in the main roster?
Oh, man. I think they just come out punching.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I cannot wait to see that.
Sammy's got, well, does Sammy get a rematch with Gunther?
Well, no, because Sammy's in the program now with with Gable, yeah.
Yeah, because I wouldn't mind seeing, obviously I want to see Ilya versus Gunther, but I wouldn't mind seeing Ilya going for like the U.S. title or like Intercontinental title.
You could take Sammy and have him feud with Gable. He beats Gable.
Yeah.
You know, maybe Gunther beats him after that. Then Dragunov comes in. Mm-hmm. I want to see who he's going to... You know, he has this ability to have so many great matches. And I think he's going to be one of those big names on the on that Raw roster moving forward.
Okay.
He's just so good.
Yeah. Yeah.
So good.
Tight rosters.
Yeah.
Tight rosters. This is from Brian Knight. Ask Beyond the Bell. Rich, Andrew, The Wrap has a crazy article titled Red One Down, How Dwayne Johnson's Tardiness Led to a $250 million Runaway Production. It's pretty damning of The Rock.
Yeah, it's Hollywood PR. You know, he did not agree to something,
right?
And he upset a lot of people.
Yeah,
that's what it really looks like to me.
I wish he just made another Hobbs and Shaw.
I don't know. He was tardy.
I mean,
people like to get enraged over things that have nothing to do with them. We have no idea why he was tardy. You have no idea if that was work. You know, he was like, "Listen, I'm going to show up late. I got other things to do. So this is on you.
Yeah,
this is part of your budget now. You know."
Gunther is going for the world title, hence him being in King of the Ring. Sure.
Okay.
Why are people so obsessed with merging the Continental and International titles? The Continental will get defended every year at the tournament.
But it's defended every year anyway.
Yeah.
Like, it's defended all the time. It was a Triple Crown, and then they realize they don't want to call it the Triple Crown, and then they're like, well, what do we do with Ring of Honor?
Yeah.
So they have to split the titles.
Mm-hmm. Continental.
Continental.
King Gunther does sound pretty good.
King Gunther.
I wouldn't be okay. I wouldn't mind that.
Okay.
And then you get Gunther versus Cody for a little bit. We saw the writing on the wall with that.
That has to happen. Yeah, that has to happen. And he's a good, like, old school feud for Cody.
Oh, yeah.
You can get, like, two shows out of that.
Good international heel, right?
Yeah.
Good foreign heel
yeah.
versus, like, the All-American Nightmare.
Yeah.
Very good. It works on a certain level. Cadillac Carson, what wrestling finish move would you love to take?
To take?
Yeah.
A nice, nice sleeper.
Just a sleep, just a cozy sleeper?
Just like put me you know, in one of those.
Not a 3D?
No, I don't want to take a 3D. I don't want to take a 3D. A Tiger Driver 91.
Ooh. Let's see. Gunther and Cody on opposed shows, though, if we are to believe the draft is real.
Yeah, but I mean, this is now.
Isn't
right? Like, yeah. Okay, so Gunther wins King of the Ring. They lead to something. I think these drafts are all over the place. And we don't know what's going to happen. When they leave USA and, you know, Fox, SmackDown goes to USA and then Netflix gets Raw, they're going to move people around. They're going to want that Raw show to be humongous.
So let me ask you now. Let's say Cody, for argument's sake, Cody's on SmackDown, Gunther's on Raw. Right?
Yeah.
Gunther wins the Royal Rumble. Is he still going to be able to challenge any? This is where it falls apart. Is he still going to be able to challenge any champion, or is it show specific?
No, it's any champion.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's always any champion.
So, yeah. This is where the draft falls apart.
This is where it falls apart. Yeah. It's always in January.
Yeah. Greetings from Germany. Hello.
Greetings.
Any chance you guys coming to All In 2?
I am not going to London. We would love to, but our schedules are so nutty.
Yeah. This is from Das Vorlitz. In my opinion, the Continental Classic doesn't need its own championship.
That's not what it says. That's not what it says on the screen.
Oh.
Look at these handsome boys.
Oh. Yeah. Let me know when you do that next time, Andrew.
Yeah, please. And nobody could hear us talk to him again because he keeps talking to us.
No, I know.
He's not on air.
In my opinion, the Continental Classic doesn't need its own championship.
In my opinion, the Continental does not need its own championship. Yeah, I mean, listen, I don't know. I don't know what the answer there is.
Okay, here's a good one.
Yeah.
It's from Henry. What about Money in the Bank? Can they cash it in on any show? Like, if you get that briefcase,
yeah.
Can you be like,
yeah, you can.
Go on a SmackDown.
Yeah, you cash it in anywhere. You can cash it in NXT.
Wild.
You could technically cash it in for the U.S. title,
mm-hmm.
right? Didn't we
that
have
is
that?
True. Yeah,
which
yeah.
is the dumbest thing ever.
I want that belt.
It's like, oh, listen, you could get this promotion. Mm-hmm. Nah. I want the one below it.
Here's a good statement. This is from Drew Nicholas. I'm wondering if maybe the first Raw on Netflix is where they do Rock versus Cody. Why not?
I would imagine they're planning something huge for that.
Just curse at each other for an hour.
What does that do? What kind of ratings does that get? Or does that expose you?
Does it? That's a good question too. I think it would be more an adult presentation that they could do a lot of like nutty stuff with if they do it right. You know.
So The number of homes for Netflix, this is as of April 2024, is 269 million. Okay. Paid subscribers with 80 million in the US and Canada. Only 30% of Netflix's global subscribers. Okay. Which is very interesting. 82 million, let's say. Yeah.
Okay.
That is below what USA, the reach USA has.
Interesting.
Or the reach Fox has. Overall numbers, obviously, 268.9 million is way more than they have. I mean, a quarter of a billion paid subscribers is astronomical. But when we talk about these numbers, right, like a lot of people are anticipating, like, well, everybody has Netflix. So they're just going to turn it on. I think part of this is, how are we going to get these numbers? Are they going to release ratings? Is Nielsen tracking that? I think Nielsen will probably track this to some extent. But I don't know. I don't know how they're going to tally this. My guess is the viewers per home, they're going to play with that number.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah. I'm imagining they're going to play with the viewers at home, and they're going to look at the 24-hour number and not the live number.
So I canceled my Netflix like months and months ago. So this is going to bring me back.
It's going to bring you back. There you go. Okay. Yeah. I canceled it after Stranger Things. I don't have it.
Yeah. And there's a few things I want to watch on there, but like, I'm like, yeah, I kind of want to watch Raw on Netflix. It seems fun. Balor Club says Rock versus Cody at SummerSlam. Roman costs Rock. Sets up Rock versus Roman at Mania in Vegas.
All right. Let me see. Rock versus Cody at SummerSlam. Roman costs Rock. Sets up Rock Roman at Vegas. Yeah. I listen, if you're doing Vegas, then you have to do that match in Vegas. I think that's the big, and remember, that is a money destination. So if you do it in Vegas, you're going to have all the big sports people come to Vegas. They're not going to go to Minneapolis if that's where they're putting it, you know?
Yeah.
There's a big destination part here too. And that's part of Nick's thing. Nick wants sports people involved.
Yes.
He wants executives involved. He wants them to bring their kids and their wives to WrestleMania and give them the comp tickets. It's great relationship building. You could do that in Vegas. You could do that in New York. You could do that in LA. You could do that in Miami. Can you do that in Minneapolis?
Yeah.
Optics. I don't know.
Optics. You know what would be interesting about that? Because I think folks are really wanting that rematch with Cody, right?
With Roman.
Yeah. Let's say Roman takes the belt off of Priest.
You could do that,
and
too.
And then you get, that's the Rock match.
Well, what? Yeah. Vegas. Well, what? Yeah. You know what? What if that is the Rock match? He comes back, he beats Priest or whoever the champion there, and he has that title now. And that's the match. You know what? They could do that too. Yeah.
That's the match for the belt for him versus Rock. And that way Rock doesn't have to come out with like the Brahma Bull belt again.
He will.
The People's belt.
He will come out with the People's belt.
Just make those into shoulder pads. let's see. What do you think VKM is going to do with his money? Isn't he buying cats?
He's buying cats. He's bringing cats from islands. I don't know. I'm sure I'm not wrestling. I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
I don't believe he will start another promotion at 80 years old.
No.
That's bonkers.
No, he's done.
Imagine he goes to Tony. He's like, Tony, let's destroy them.
Oh, my God.
Then Vince shows up on AEW TV.
Crazy.
Will never happen.
Yeah.
Will never, ever happen. Listen, I don't know. I think he probably wants his money. He wants to start doing other projects, maybe.
Yeah.
And he's getting cash on hand. Why?
Right.
It's a lot of money.
He's also, he doesn't seem like the type of guy that'll go quietly away, you know?
No, I mean, this is the loudest way to go away.
This is a very loud way to go away. I mean, this is one from I Touch Squirrels. How are pay-per-views going to work when Raw goes to Netflix? Is the deal with Peacock ending?
Well, they still have the deal with Peacock for the pay-per-views, but I would imagine once they... Netflix is going to be where international pay-per-views are and the archive is, right?
Yeah.
So that tells you everything.
This is from Cadillac Carson. Could this be the last question?
Yeah.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Okay, that's a great freaking question. I'm going to show you something. So we were at our friend Silvana's house on Saturday.
Yes.
For her birthday.
You're going to put that on the air?
No, I'm not putting those videos on the air.
This poor girl cannot eat a pizza.
She cannot eat a pizza. And somebody else can't either.
Yeah. I love pineapple on pizza.
So she ordered from Rosa's in Astoria.
Okay.
She got a bunch of stuff. But she got a pineapple, like a regular pineapple pie.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't want to have that. I took one bite. It was the most delicious thing I've had.
Yeah, pineapple's great on pizza.
It was so good.
Mm-hmm.
It was so good. Now, would I order it all the time? No.
Not all the time.
It was more like in between a dessert.
Okay. Interesting. I like a nice Hawaiian pie.
It wasn't bad. And listen, pineapple. I'm a pizza purist.
Yeah.
Rich knows this.
Oh, yeah.
We talk about the places that we order from, and we tell them specific ways to order it. Mm-hmm. Oh, by the way, shout out to Mario's.
Shout out to Mario's in
Mario's Cucina in Whitestone. These guys hooked it up. They were unbelievable. If you're in Queens, I would definitely recommend going to Mario's in Whitestone. What is that, 23rd, 28th?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Something like
23rd, that. 28th Street? What are they getting? Pineapple on pizza is disgusting. It's a crime against humanity. You have not had the right one.
Yeah.
Now, again, this is not something that I would order.
Educate your palates, people.
If you ordered a pineapple pie, maybe I'll take a bite, depending on where it's from. Yeah. This looked fantastic. And by the way, that pizza was super thin.
I know you like the thin.
Nice. You're... and charred. Yeah. It was charred.
Well done. Nice. Delicious.
Well done. Delicious. Well done.
Classic slice.
Prosciutto pineapple. A little broccoli rabe.
Yeah.
Little tang.
Some speck with pineapple. Forget it.
So like, good.
Delicious.
Now the chat has turned. This is how, and by the way, this is how the Fightful audience turns on us. This was the conversation.
Educate your palates, people.
And again, I am not an advocate for pineapple pizza.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, if you have the right one in the right time, it's really good.
It's good. You love Papa John's, though.
I can't. No, no, no. That's over. Those days are done. You know what? That's done.
The biggest insult. You're a New Yorker. You get Papa John's all the time, don't you?
You puff puff a little. It's 11 o'clock. You're like, yo, let's get some Papa John's.
Get some Papa J's, right?
You feeling some Papadillas? Yeah. Anybody want some Papadillas?
Papadilla.
All right, guys. Beyond the Bell is canceled. That's it. All right, guys. See you next time. Bye.
At Kroger Pharmacy, Care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.